You're listening to HowStreet.com Radio, available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com. Welcome to HowStreet.com Radio, the online source for market opinions. Here is Jim Goddard.
My guest is market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. He's speaking to us from Vancouver. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Good to be with you. And as I like to say on our Fridays together, with our listening audience out there.
And one of our listeners, Willem Gruters from the Netherlands, has a question for us about Dow theory. His question: what do I look for to see that even the T-bond market has become too frothy? Do I have to look at the RSI 14, or is there a better gauge?
Yeah, well, let's do the T-bond separately. Yeah. It's been acting reasonably well lately. So let's just do the Dow transport question.
Right. I also look at the Dow Jones in comparison to the Dow Transport Index and think it also seems to signal the stock market is headed for a major turn in the near future.
You know, the Dow theory, that is the interplay between the Dow Industrials and the Dow Transports. And when you're in a bull trend for the market, overall stock market, the transports will confirm what's going on in the industrials. And as of late, both are looking good. The transports have moved up, and so we just looked at it, and at the moment, and it's not sure how long this will last, the old Dow theory is positive. So, and I say I'm not sure how long it will stay positive, but at the moment.
Yes, as we know, things on the markets can really change quickly. Now, a friend of the show, Mark Leibovit, who does volume trading, said he's quite nervous right now, and in many of his investments, he's gone to cash.
Oh, yeah, we've got, well, first of all, going back to about April or something like that, when we had the hit then, and all the stock markets got jammed down, and our view was that it could be positive out to mid-year. And then we got to mid-year and thought, hey, this thing can be strong. Maybe, you know, end of September, that time of year. And indeed it has been. But it's beginning to falter now. And this is what we're concerned about, is faltering in here where you've had terrific sentiment. I mean, bullish sentiment figures have been outstanding, and then there are times when you've had outstanding momentum dynamic action, and this is good. So it all seemed to brew up at about the right time and could be faltering here. Now, this is very important because in normal business cycle, you have the stock market can make a peak using the S&P, and then about maybe 9 months to a year later, the economy will peak. And this is, then puts the S&P 500 as a leading in the leading indicators, or calculation of the leading indicators. However, this isn't effective when you're dealing in a bubble. And the way it works is the stock market will be right up and roll over, and the economy will be within a month or so of that. So this stock market is now faltering, and it should be, in the next month or so, accompanied by some signs of, let's call it, sudden weakening in economic numbers. So that's what we're looking for. Now, the importance of this is that it is the culmination of a great financial bubble, and previous great financial bubbles, going back to the first one, the South Sea bubble in 1720, have all been followed by very serious downside action in both the financial markets and the economy. And in fact, it leads to what I've been calling a Great Depression. And you had the great outstanding financial bubble peaked in 1873 and then took the hit. And then you get to 1880, and in London, senior economists were perplexed by the chronic weakness since the boom of 1873. And they began calling it the Great Depression. And that Great Depression lasted till 1895. And then the whole thing started to expand. You had all the expansion in the first half. You had World War One, and then you ended up into the 1920s, and then the 1929 bubble, and where it starts to repeat. Now, the Great Depression following 1929 was very well noticed, but the start of the war, major war in 1939, 1940, it started to bring things on side, particularly if you're in the U.S., which was outside of the war. But at any rate, here we are. We are in a great financial bubble. The financial bubble is faltering, and in the past this has been led to a Great Depression, and the feature of that is that the usual business cycle maintains, like, you know, the 3 or 4 year business cycle, but each of the recoveries are not that robust, and the recessions are noted for their weakness. And now, as a place to be in this thing, and is not in cash or certificates of deposit, because, for example, T-bill rates can go down to zero, so you don't want to be rolling over. So we like, for all accounts, whether they're equity or fixed income accounts, you can get a collection of 3 to 4 year good grade corporate bonds, which will give you a pretty good coupon. And 3 to 4 years, so hey, in 4 years, they'll mature at par. So you get your money back, and you'll have a better return than from any most short-term deposits. So, yeah, we like for equity accounts and fixed income accounts, the 3 to 4 year good grade corporates. Now, and for those living in Canada, if you can, you're dealing with a dealer where you can get some good grade U.S. corporates, then you would have a play on the strengthening U.S. dollar down the line. So, interesting position, this one.
We'll take a look at some of the headlines that caught Bob's eye right after this.
Don't miss out. Stay informed. Receive the HowStreet.com weekly recap with thought-provoking podcasts, radio, and articles delivered to your inbox. Sign up for the HowStreet.com weekly recap on our homepage at HowStreet.com.
Welcome back. We're speaking with Bob Hoy. Bob, headlines that caught your eye. The first one from Zero Hedge. Most Germans oppose combustion engine bans and meat reduction measures to save the planet.
Oh, yeah, their media and government agencies are out of control about, you know, the usual things. So anyways, but they were going to ban combustion engines and wanted to reduce meat productions. And somehow this has something to do with CO2. But CO2's got nothing to do with climate change. So It was just more of this airy-fairy stuff that is being used to control people. That's what it's all about. They'll push any theory that they can use to try and control people.
From Zero Hedge, AI on steroids, the bubble that refuses to die.
Isn't that a good one? Yep, that's a great headline.
Well, trillions of dollars have been put into AI. As friend of the show, Rick Ackerman, likes to point out, nobody's making money on it yet.
I would go along with that, yeah. And then they're also getting huge amounts of empty space to set up their AI computers and processors. And apparently the further north you are, the better it is, because you then have cooling. Shall we say cooling from the climate? But Jim, it reminds of previous great financial bubbles have had a high tech component. And in 1929, it was Radio Corp of America, RCA, and that was magic, man. And the stock went up to, I don't know, $125 in 1929. The street was expecting $3 a share earnings. And then it crashed all the way down, maybe to $1.50. And the ideas of $3 a share earnings are gone. But, you know, when it all came back, it got back to that price in 1956-57. And the $3 earnings was brought in by the Elvis Presley contract. Now, in 1929, Presley didn't exist. So it is the amazing way of the financial markets to discount either major disasters or major goodies. So, yeah.
And, of course, the latest dot-com, well, 2000, we had the dot-com bust where, again, hundreds of millions were poured into anything that had a dot-com attached to it. I remember a couple of 15-year-old kids in Vancouver getting something like $5 million because they'd made a website.
Wow, yeah, that pumped. That rings a bell, yeah.
Yeah. So, and again, now you can just get a template and make your own website.
Yeah.
You don't have to have experts like me who went to college to learn how to do that. How disappointing.
Yep,
now,
yeah.
Another...
So you're handling it well, Jim.
Well, it's because I get to talk to great guys like you, Bob. So I end up going back to what I've always done in my life, broadcasting of a type. Now, from Zero Hedge on November 11th, they put out the headline, October inflation unexpectedly crumbles amid biggest drop in rents in 15 years.
Yeah, that I like that one because it is this one that says, hey, if the stock market goes down, the economy happens at the same time going down. So this is one headline. There will be more.
Well, that would be connected to the slow real estate sales, I would imagine, where
little... And I think the wind is going out of the sails in real estate everywhere.
So. Yeah. Well, one of the problems is they made thousands of those tiny 500-square-foot condos, I'm sure, at least in B.C., because they thought they could convert them to Airbnbs, but the government has virtually banned that. You can't rent out your apartment unless you're willing to pay huge taxes and fees on it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so again, you think you're doing something good on one hand, and on the other hand, people are complaining there's a lack of vacation rentals now in British Columbia, a place that sells its views just because they want to have good real estate. We have two more headlines, Bob. The next one from Zero Hedge. Subprime auto delinquencies worst in over 30 years.
Yeah, that's a killer headline about auto. People will buy cars on the never-never, and they're not making their payments. And what do they do then? Often just walk from the car and leave it. So, yeah.
Is that an indicator of what's happening on what we call there's the Wall Street economy, which is booming, and then the Main Street economy, which this would seem to indicate is struggling?
That's a good way of looking at it, Jim. Yeah.
So your regular, of course, subprime auto delinquencies, those were high-risk loans to start with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And our final headline here, Western media begins damage control after $100 million corruption scandal rocks Ukraine. Some top ministers.
Oh, yeah, and people for decades have been talking just about how corrupt that poor country is, and it is corrupt. And, of course, other countries lending them money, you're just putting the money into the pockets of those who are in the country who are corrupted. Not much of it gets into doing things.
Right, and here you thought you were helping arm them against the Russians, and instead somebody's booking the building of a super yacht or something.
Yeah.
Bob, anything else we should be keeping an eye on right now with all these? Well, again, people are saying the markets are toppy. They're worried that maybe the price of gold is topped out.
Well, as we say, Bert had the question about the Dow theory. Mm. And at the moment, the Dow theory is positive. But the financial markets, particularly the stock market, are precarious, and so we'll see what happens. And the winds have been very strong, bullish, and those winds can change. So that's our theme for today. This week is watch for change.
Bob, thank you so much for being on the show.
Yeah, we had a good time, and we look forward to next week.
My guest has been market historian Bob Hoy. He's the chief investment strategist for chartsandmarkets.com. If you have any questions for Bob, you can send them to info@howstreet.com. Our YouTube channel is Talk Digital Network. Find us on X at How Street. We're also on Facebook. I'm Jim Goddard. Thank you for listening.
Comments made on HowStreet.com radio are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any matter whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Available online at TalkDigitalNetwork.com, HowStreet.com radio is a production of HowStreet Media Incorporated.